The Oracle, the Oracle, the Oracle is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to this Thursday's episode of Your Wealth Class on Radio. As far as the month of November 2019 is concerned, there are left just today and tomorrow. So far, so good. For the month of November, the market has seen a positive growth of 1.6%. Well, what are the possibilities today and tomorrow? Will this 1.6% growth be wiped off, or it will remain positive to end the month? If you ask me, the Oracle does not see evil. The Oracle does not speak evil. So possibilities, as far as I can see, is that the growth might be marginal, but the market is bound to end the month of November 2019 positively. We still have a lot to do on the program this morning. I will still be telling you the key factors that might be responsible for the kind of sharp profit taking we currently see and what to do, of course, with a few other equities to be mentioned. But I need to tell you this before I get to that session, that tomorrow is Friday, and we have intentionally created that day to be able to respond to your questions. And I think as you get to hear me every day, you should have questions that might be bothering your mind as far as the equity investment is concerned. Maybe you will need to beef up your knowledge. Maybe there are information you need. Please send text to these two numbers. The first is 0803 22 24 723 0803 22 24 723, and the second is 0816131859 0816131859. And please endeavor to write your name and where you are sending the test from, maybe Port Harcourt or Lagos or anywhere you are getting to hear us, and then listen to the program tomorrow morning, and then we will respond to your questions if it is such that is radio worthy. Otherwise, we might have to talk one-on-one on the phone. I will be right back, and when I return, I will be doing more of market update. Don't go anywhere.
The Oracle, the Oracle, the Oracle is back!
With Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Welcome back. Of the 48 weeks so far recorded on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange in 2019, talking about trading activities, the market has been up in just 15 weeks and down in 33 weeks. Wow, it's been such a tough year for the market. There were significantly two toughest periods in the year for the market, so far so good. The first was the period spreading from week ended July 5 to week ended August 16. There were 7 straight weeks of decline in the market. The other significantly low period was the period spreading from the week ended September 20 to 1st of November 2019, earlier between week ended March 15 and April 12th, there were 5 weeks of straight losses. So we cannot be talking of red weeks, not talk of green weeks. Green straight weeks were scanty, really. One was sighted around week ended May 17th, spreading to week ended 31st of May. And another we saw recently, spreading from week ended November 8th and 22nd of November. However, year to date, the market is still in the green, 1.6%. Looking at the way the market ended yesterday, the All-Share Index was down 0.35%. Market capitalization was down 0.35%. Deals was down 16.44%. Volume was down 9.58%, while value was down 52.18%. That was rather significant. It means that the market yesterday did not trade up to half of what it traded on Tuesday. And so if one takes time to look at those equities on the gainers chart and the equities on the losers chart, one could see that yes, the number of stocks on the activity charts actually increased, right, significantly, because there were 19 stocks on the gainers chart as against 26 stocks on the losers chart. But what is the significance of the increase in market activities that we saw? I can tell that there were, on both sides of the divide among gainers and losers, equities that had been largely docile, inactive, the prices just remaining on one spot. And we saw them shared between those that gained yesterday and those that lost. For example, we see equities like AG Leventis on the gainers chart. But AG Leventis was one stock that we move, boom, once. And the next 7 days, there will not be activity. One day it will come up again. Boom! We could see that growth, and then there will not be activity again for another 5 or 6 days. Maybe we saw the equity on the gainer chart yesterday gaining maximum 10%. I also saw equities like livestock feeds making wave yesterday. It gained on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange yesterday, also maximum 10 point. But this was one stock again that would make a movement, and then we could see it just staying like that again, neither going up nor down for about 7-8 days. And then one day it will come, it could move up, we could see 3 days of docile performance, and then 1 or 2 days of activities, we'll see that being followed by another 2-4 days of docile activities. And so they spread among gainers and losers. For example, you could see Genon Diagnostic, and then you could see Oando. When you look at Oando, for example, you will see that one day of gain, 3 days of docile activities like that. So it suggests that the market is becoming more active, but the rate at which funds is entering the market is slow. So it isn't as if the equities are bad, but much funds that could prepare higher prices are not being seen at the market arena for now. It suggests that the kind of funds that entered the market came in and then pushed prices up and relaxed. And so what are the possibilities? Anyway, I will tell you more about that probably next week. But let me quickly say this. The source of liquidity in the market remains firm. That is the truth. As CBN did not adjust rates, much of that I told you yesterday. But the nation's foreign investment is getting depleted. That is to be worried about. This news might depress the market as it is not a positive indicator to foreign investors. However, much that local institutional investors can do should suffice in holding the market slightly above depression level as intermittent bargain hunting will become stronger going forward. The Oracle has spoken. Consequently, short-term price adjustment is expected in active stocks, and this adjustment most likely will be down. So when we see such, I say no evil. There is no fear, but rather a great buy opportunity. How do I mean? Recent sharp price upsurge that we saw was indicative of possibilities in the market. Therefore, seize opportunities of temporary price drop as a result of short-term bargain hunting to make strategic entry into active stocks, with the mind also to benefit from sharp recovery whenever such stocks get to equilibrium level. When and how this will happen, I will prompt you on this platform. That is why you must stay connected every morning. And because of commission element, you might choose to hold onto good stocks, knowing full well the price of such will definitely rally back up after a short-term price decline. Please note that Q3 earnings remain the strongest determinant of current price level. Further possibilities should hinge, therefore, on audited reports of such active stocks. What you can see as possibility, that is in their audited report. So when to expect the full result cannot be earlier than March of 2020 for companies that are highly regulated, and February for those that are not. It could actually extend to May for companies that are highly regulated. When to expect another price performance is at the release of this full year results, as I've just said. So keep attentions on source of liquidity. When there are changes, expect the markets to respond appropriately. Lastly, on the platform this morning, I like to say this, and I round off. African Alliance PLC is one life insurance company we all invested in way back 2009. Now we get to hear that in their next AGM that will be coming up around 28th of December, they have decided to take it far away. Uyo, if they take it to Kafanchan, we will follow them there. Why? They will be presenting to the shareholders the idea that they want to reconstruct the shares. The shares we bought at probably 2 naira, if I'm not mistaken, and the price has dropped to 20 kobo, and they want to reconstruct dividing our shares by 10, and thereafter the price will move to probably 2 naira. Because this company does not declare dividend, the price will still come back again and begin to rally down still around 20 kobo again. That will have depleted totally our investment. I think the Securities and Exchange Commission, the Stock Exchange, we should not allow this injustice to happen. All right, you just keep cool and await a guide on what to do on this platform. By the grace of God, I'm going to be around here, maybe with Aruna Kibera tomorrow to attend to your questions. Until then, I remain yours sincerely in wealth creation, in circumlation and preservation. Abayomi Opapulijo. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your day.